Welcome to Kettle Latte. Chuck Meather here, a simple under-shepherd who enjoys coffee and confession, though not necessarily in that order. And so we come upon our final look at Lord's Day 1, question answer number 2. How many things are necessary for you to know that in this comfort you may live and die happily? 3 things. First, the greatness of my sin and misery. Second, how I am redeemed from all my sins and misery. Third, how I am to be thankful to God for such redemption. So let's go to God's Word to see what this business of thanking God for such redemption is all about. From Ephesians 5, we have this. For at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. Try to discern what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. Here, Paul gives us a helpful admonishment. We were once in darkness, but now we are in light. Why would we want to go back into the darkness? And yet, so many of us enjoy that twilight, where we have one foot in the light and the other one in the darkness. He says, take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead, expose them. Let your light expose that which is bad, but you pursue that which is good, right, and true. Peter says in his first letter, chapter 2, but you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Beloved, I urge you as sojourners and exiles to abstain from the passions of the flesh, which wage war against your soul. Keep your conduct among the Gentiles honorable, so that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day of visitation. Again, we're given that admonishment to abstain from the passions of the flesh, but instead, do good deeds that the world would see and glorify God. And then from Romans 6, so you must also consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body to make you obey its passions. Do not present your members to sin as instruments for unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and your members to God as instruments for righteousness. For sin will have no dominion over you, since you are not under law, but under grace. And then Romans 7, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then I myself serve the law of God with my mind, but with my flesh I serve the law of sin. And from Galatians 3, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who is hanged on a tree. And because of his work, friends, you are not among the cursed. And then one more, Colossians 3:17. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. So that's the business of thanking God for all that he's done for you and for me. May we finish up this week strong for his name's sake and continue to run the race in gratitude.